This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! I can feel liberty surging, and the demons can feel it as well, and they are on fire with hate.
Lies and disinformation.
Crashes.
Alex Jones.
That's right. Waging a frontal assault on the globalists. Going straight in hard, running over them, ramming speed. Forget the maneuvers, as one famous British naval commander said. Go straight at them. That's the really way to defeat the enemy. Especially when you've got overwhelming force. We've got history on our side. Damn the maneuvers. Go straight at them, Millie.
That's exactly it, and we cannot let them shut us down, because that's exactly what they want to do. They want to shut us up and shut us down. They're going out there. They're planning to come out here during these March for Trump rallies to basically silence us, to show that they have more numbers, that there's more people in America that don't like Trump, that are against Trump, than that are for Trump. So they just want to shut down our First Amendment. And why do Trump supporters and conservatives not go out to their anti-Trump rallies and try to shut them down? Well, it's real simple, folks. It's because we believe in the First Amendment. And most of these people, if you actually ask them, because I've interviewed tons of these people, they don't believe in the First Amendment. They say it's hate speech.
Oh, the left, let's just admit it. Things go in cycles. The right wing has done bad stuff in this country. But if you study things, it was the Republicans that ended slavery. It was the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act. The Republicans were the opposition party. They didn't even come. They didn't have a president till 1860. And not that Democrats are evil. It's just they were good and evil. They were the power structure. They were the party. Thomas Jefferson was a great guy. But he was a Democrat. But I mean, they were, though, the establishment. And they've just always been bigger and slicker. And they have projected onto the Republicans who they really are, and now they've just got the dregs, and it's white people, it's minorities, but they're programming them with classic race-based crap. And you get a minority that feels oppressed, maybe had some racism to them, or maybe they're chip on the shoulder or whatever. They just took classism as racism. Let me tell you, you start living in upper-middle-class areas, they don't like it because you're young. They don't care you're white. You gotta go kiss their butt, these weirdo white people. But if you can go to some rich area, another area where it's like, I've been in rich areas in Mexico about rich Mexicans, they're mean to everybody. It's rich people acting like idiots. You got classy rich people like Trump that are the opposite, that appreciate everybody. And so they're playing a class warfare game. We've got to reach out and end this.
Exactly. And it just reminded me of when Bernie Sanders got on after Trump's congressional address saying how, it's not what he said, because they couldn't criticize anything he said. It's what he didn't say. So they're just going to make up any reason to be against Trump or try to throw him under the bus for anything. But they don't want to talk about all the Democratic women that refuse to stand to respect a fallen soldier's family and the fact that he gave his life. So it's
here's what it comes down to. We should play that again today. It was so powerful when she did that. We're all humans. And everybody has super brains in their group. The point is that globalist corporatists are playing us off against each other. They write books, and again, white papers admitting it. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. And so they're disempowering everybody, and it's stupid, and Trump's really trying to unify, but he's saying we got to have borders in a country first. Globalism's against that. We've got to say we have rules first. We have value. Our taxpayers, no matter what color they are, they have some rights above other people that haven't proven their worth yet. So America's a club, and Trump's saying the globalists want to get rid of that, where it's a super elite, like Carlin talked about. Let's come back with that. There's an elite club, and you ain't in it. Trump's trying to get everybody in the club, just like he bought up all these. I can't believe that 30, 40 years ago, there were still golf clubs where if you weren't white or if you were Jewish or whatever, you couldn't be a member. Okay, well, you know what Trump's famous for? He didn't do it just because he was a goody-two-shoe. He knows there's a hell of a lot of rich people that aren't white to come into his club.
Yeah.
You go to his clubs, there's everybody there. I mean, Trump's the guy that broke up the most elite clubs in the country, and they hated him, where he has that thing in Florida that was a big racist area. He went and bought it up and took it up and opened it up. They tried to block him. They had the inspectors go. He fought him 10 years to open that.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we didn't hear them even mentioning that very much.
He doesn't even brag about it, because I tell you, he's already beaten these people over and over again. He's amazing. This is true. Oh, because I admire Trump, I'm Hitler. All right, I love Hitler now. Yeah, Clinton says golfing at all-white club was a mistake. Yeah,
Jones.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Millie Weaver, great job. We'll see you out there on Sunday.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
Awesome points. We'll be back with Doug Hagman.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collective. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth.
It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, for a long time, the establishment, again, would act like they were for a president or against him, but they were happy. They're all panicking because Trump's coming out showing how the whole thing works. And if you understand Trump, he just gave $25 million in a wealth transfer to black colleges to actually say, we're not going to just give you money to be fatherless and live in a project. We're going to only give money out to actually send people to college. And, you know, people have been at a disadvantage. They have been set up for failure, and Trump's actually trying to end it. And that's why a lot of the even black Muslims and people don't know what to do now, because they see Trump actually moving factories into Detroit, actually trying to hire black people. Now, the unions are trying to run it off as fast as he tries to bring them jobs. So everybody really ought to be thanking God for Donald Trump. And again, I only say that because it's the truth. The media says I'm fawning after Trump. And the foreword is saying, I admire Trump like Hitler, implying he is Hitler and implying I admire Hitler. And that's in Haaretz and a bunch of new publications. Their new thing is, we're Hitler? Really? Really? And I got to tell you, and I don't say this bragging, they are attacking me more than anybody else except for Trump. I have Google alerts, so I see how many articles have my name in it. Maybe 5% have the BBC top presenter, the top host in England's named Alex Jones, too, 39-year-old Welsh woman. Well, I made the joke to her once. I was in her studios, it was satellite. She was on there, they were taping. I was on the show when I was in England, and I said, hey, we can get married. Nobody has to change her name. It was a joke. My wife didn't think it was funny, but, you know, that went on. But I get sometimes thousands a day attacking me. So many, I can't even look at all the headlines. I just feel like, oh, there's 10 or 15 with me. Oh, there's her with her baby or her husband. And it just goes on and on and on. Being called Hitler or deeply racist or anti-Semitic, and you've done nothing. They just hope everybody gets scared of being called that so they won't support you. They know they've lost. The globalists know they've lost. So whatever the nasty name is, they're going to do it. Meanwhile, there are a bunch of cold-blooded globalists at the top. By the way, we've talked about this for a long time, that they were going to replace our military with drones, then our ground troops with drones. Then the globalists could finally get rid, the technocrats could get rid of their number one enemy, fighting men. Everything they try to do is to make humans obsolete, so humans controlling the AI can then dictate the terms of our surrender in their own words. The globalists have said this. That's their plan. That's why we should start the movement. I thought it was an image of a guy transcended, a human, with his arms up, rising, and the machine below. Just a machine below humans. At first I thought of like an image of a human smashing a computer or a robot. But I'm not against machines and tools. But not tools programmed and like a fine watch to carry out the distorted paradigm that the globalists have created. Because robots will follow their orders. They have the leftist utopian since the time of the Soviet Union pushing computers to decide where you work, what you do. Bill Gates wants testing when you're a kid to decide what you're going to be. All sounds great till you realize devils are programming the machine. Oh, but it's independent. It's you know, it's completely out in the open and transparent. And, of course, it's all proprietary and it's programmed by us and we'll decide what we're going to do. And you laugh at how primitive the robots are now. Boston Dynamics, owned by Google. They're way, 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 way more advanced than what they're showing. And let's understand, why did Google just dump its robotics program? Because they know the Japanese that are way ahead of it have just been given entrance to the U.S. market by Trump. You say, well, I thought robots are bad. No, they're not. They need to be designed to be pro-human and empower us and our markets and our future and serve us, not dominate us or displace us as the authoritarians from France to communist China are deploying them. I want to start a foundation and a global movement that's pro-human. I don't care if somebody else starts it. I don't territorialize information. I want to build a world that's pro-human. I believe in humanity. It's a human mind that developed all this stuff. Robots could soon be covered in real human flesh. Oxford's Boffin's claim, yes. Look at this. This is out of the week. Is Trumpism the new punk rock? They say they've coined that. I don't territorialize it. I love it. That's Paul Watson saying for 2 years, the new avant-garde, the new counterculture is the libertarian conservative patriot movement. And I don't get mad when I see a week later or a day later or a year later exactly what I said or exactly what Paul said or exactly what Leanne McAdoo said or David Knight said or Matt Drudge said. I don't get mad when I see something that the liberty movement has progenerated or brought forth. I feel good when what we've done or what we've seen is picked up and countervails the system. It's victory. My greatest victory, my greatest pleasure is that I listen to Rush Limbaugh and he sounds more like me or Sean Hannity or, you know, the president, sure. But the president's already dialed into the same thing. So they're scared of us, folks. They're scared of you. They're scared of somebody who believes in humanity and has a vision. Psychopaths and sociopaths look at what I believe and think I'm weak-minded because they believe you're fallen and weak, so I should feed on you. Well, if you're smart, you're supposed to feed on people. Like Rothkopf, who's out saying they should overthrow Trump, head of the Kissinger Group, came on 10 years ago. John Harmon heard the whole conversation and kept saying, listen, just join us. Just come to New York. You're a smart guy. You're part of the elite. The fact that you see it all means you should be with us. Come on. I can't believe when I kept criticizing him on air that you're not joining us. Like, you understand this is really hard to even join us. I'm like, bro, you ain't the first one told me I should join somebody. By that time, they'd already had $10 million checks filled out with the contracts. I don't mean, you know, come to New York or L.A. and we'll talk about a contract. I mean $10 million. And these guys would say, I'm the president or the vice president of this company. I don't get $10 million in 3 years. And I said, listen, buddy, this ain't about money and some big house and a lady with, you know, all this fake garbage on her so I can be around a bunch of other mummies and look powerful. This ain't about private jets. It's about my great, 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 great grandkids living to be 1,000 years old and walking on foreign worlds and unlocking the secrets of the universe. That's what it's about, dumbass. And all I want reflected back, the love I send to them, I want it right back. Because I can already, we're going to win. More and more of those channels into the future of what we're building is opening. That's why the enemy's so scared. We are so close to breakaway level where humanity survives. We pass God's test. We go next level. We are, and then God destroys this whole creation, which is a test, and launches us to the next level. We are millimeters away from success. Doesn't mean there'll be great tribulations, but already we're passing the test. We're almost there. God's smiling. Looks like this group's going to make it in this operation. I'm going to skip the breaks. We have more time. I'm going to go to Doug Hagman. He has the Northeast Intelligence Network, of course, HagmanReport.com, millions and millions of listeners and viewers every week to just get updates on the state of the world. And he's a serious guy. He's one of our sources for the NYPD. We have another one, separate intelligence files that we checked with. It was the same documents he had. Showing that they were getting ready to look at indicting Wiener for child porn. Months later, you saw that in the news. It's now 2,500 child molestation arrests, including hundreds that were keeping children in dungeons all over the country. It almost gets no news. Penn State, Sandusky's son, California, 700-plus arrests, 30-plus kids in dungeons. It gets, you think that'd be big news, wouldn't you? One kid's missing, it's the biggest story for a week, but not dungeons. Because who runs the dungeons? They're only catching the procurers, the Renfields. The alleged Renfields. So we're going to get into all that. But I want to first cover this with Mr. Hagman. I know the law. And I know he advises state police, FBI, you name it, with all of his certificates and the work he's done. And he has the ear of these people. So do we, but he focuses on that. We don't have the time to do it. And I just know this. I don't want a civil war. I don't have some dream like people that hadn't been in fights to want to get in a fight. We're winning the info war. I remember debating former CIA section chiefs and people on air who wanted physical overthrow in the streets just a few years ago. And I said, no. And they've agreed with me. Oh, you were right. We're doing it in the info war. Wow. This is the way to go. And I'm not bragging, but that's the kind of stuff, you know, that I'm involved in. And from a position of goodwill, you know, really trying to be good, because that's what my spirit wants. People ask, why do I do all this? Because it feels good. I know it's right. My spirit's lined up with it. I'm God-fearing. When I even think about something bad, I'm like, God's right there. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. Oh, man. It's not even fear of God. It's that the feeling, the presence of it, wanting to be aligned with that. Even looking into the enemy's operations gets you scared because you're not even wanting to do this, but even grasping their mind and getting in their mind, you're, oh, God, this is evil. You get chills up your back. Feeling an eternity with these people that's possible, looking down that hole into hell, is so scary. Fear of God is fear of separation from God. That's a quote. Alex Jones, fear of God is fear of separation from all that is good. That's a quote. Let's leak that. So going to my guest, Trump has to move. Trump has to get aggressive. They set this up to say he's a dictator when he says fake news is lying. They're the enemy of the people. They say all media's the enemy. He's a fascist. They're the ones with Obama in this newest article at InfoWars with Holder's own admissions that Obama is coming like he's a messianic god and he can't be stopped and he's going to destroy Trump and he's going to overthrow him. That's not free speech. That's former executive branch saying they're going to have a coup. They're reckless. They're mentally ill. They're arrogant. We're going to be covering that. What does Trump do as they try to say his honorable attorney general, former Army officer, lawyer, patriot, senator on the Armed Services Committee who's supposed to talk to Russians, they said, in the campaign, I've not talked to Russians. Of course he met publicly at the Capitol with Russians. That's what you do. Now they're saying he's a Russian agent. Chuck Schumer is. There's a point where you know they're going to stage false flags, all scripted to make us look bad. Why do we wait for this? Why do we do this? I mean, I know Trump's smart. But what do we do to counter open criminal activity, lies, sedition, an attempted overthrow of the electoral process, and someone trying to cut taxes, secure the borders, rebuild the military, empower the family, give $25 billion to black colleges, unify the people? It's so good. Stock market almost $3 trillion up. Small business, best numbers since 1984. Well, these are Russian agents. My God, then I guess I want to. But they're not Russian. It's BS. Trump knows the real threat, Islam and the communist Chinese. Someone asked Doug Hagman, what does Trump do? Because I don't want to wait till they get some breakaway brigade to try to take the White House and kill Trump and claim, you know, he was a terrorist. I mean, I know they're moving to kill Trump right now, and then that means they're coming after all the rest of us. It isn't about my self-preservation. And I know Trump's watching them. Maybe he's waiting till they make their move. But the world's in the greatest danger it's ever been. And everybody better get on their knees to Almighty God and his intercessor, his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and ask for discernment and awakening and things to happen. Because let me tell you, we're now in the fight. Stuff's so bad, it's also so good. And this paradox that I don't even have any anxiety anymore. Or fear at all. It's more, we're in it. We're in the zeitgeist. We're in the flamethrower of decision right now. All right, I appreciate you holding for 15 minutes while I rant, my friend. We haven't pre-talked. What does Trump do? What's the ear of East Coast law enforcement? Your sources? I mean, I've got my sources in the military. They're almost 100% behind Trump. The police, almost 100%. These people like Brennan that are known Wahhabists trying to run all this with Obama and Holder saying he's coming like he's Christ. The overthrow of Trump is here. This sounds like megalomania to me. But still, this is such a dangerous situation. As much as I'd like to see them decisively beat, it's very dangerous to have these type of megalomaniac snot noses doing this. I mean, I don't think they realize they got their head in the guillotine right now.
To some extent, I think you're right, but I also think that they do understand the stakes right here, Alex. And it's interesting, you know, what does Donald Trump do at this point? I think he's done much, but there's much more to do. He's got some insiders. It's my information is he's got some insiders close to him who are attempting, well, who are feeding, of course, the enemies, the true enemies of Donald Trump, the former Obama plants that were left over from the White House.
Oh, it's completely full of them.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, Donald Trump, as I see it, and from my contacts, he's got a multifaceted front that he's fighting on multifaceted fronts.
I mean, this is beyond any movie where a lion's surrounded by 100 wolves, but yeah. He has the people. I mean, that's what I want you to get into your sources and what you think and all of it. You as a person, let's just do it. Let's get it out there. I mean, well, Hillary's committed crimes, indict her ass. Soros, it's time to get on the offense and not sit here while they get on the offense.
Now, with respect to Hillary Clinton and what we've talked about before about, for example, the Pedogate scandal, the Pedogate, the emails, the 650,000 emails, the Podesta emails, and all of this, with respect to that, you start pulling on that string, and that string has been yanked a few times.
So how did Trump give the green light? Because I was told this would happen. You were told it came out to get all local law enforcement to start rolling up the pedophiles, just that they were told you'll have the president's backing.
Right, and I think to some extent they have, and they've been very measured in their response against their findings. Their findings are much more vast than, of course, what's happened so far. However, you're looking at this interwoven, incestuous relationship.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, you've got bribery and corruption that is infused within both sides of the political spectrum. You've got upwards of 30%, and I would say that's a conservative figure, of lawmakers who are involved in some level or either being bribed or have been compromised. So they're controllable. Then you've got, so you start yanking some strings or the string on that, what you could have potentially is ultimately a constitutional crisis, not at the legislature.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're like in a psycho move to take Trump out no matter what, even though clearly he's got the momentum history on his side. What are they thinking?
Well, and I think that the response from the Trump perspective, from the Donald Trump perspective outward in Sessions and such, they're looking to move methodically and using the state, federal, local.
But they don't have time. That's what I'm saying.
And they know that, and I think you're going to see, based on my sources here, and I think you're going to see some leaks coming out, some extremely volatile leaks coming out within the next 14 days. Now, that time could be off, but you're going to see some damning information about some high-ranking judiciary and legislative.
We're about to see Trump strike back?
Yeah, Yes. The short answer to that is yes. But I think Donald Trump is playing chess along with the Sessions and some people within his inner circle.
I agree. I've watched Schumer's body language. He looks like he is scared to death.
Right. Yeah, and he is. Now he's fighting groups like United to Protect Democracy. This group, on the other hand, when Obama left the White House, and people need to understand, when Obama left the White House, he left the White House full of landmines, metaphorically speaking, of course. They took out hard drives. They removed a lot of equipment from a lot of software, information, hardware, and stuff from the White House, from the West Wing, and they also took with them a lot of the secrets. And
by the way, you said this months ago. That's in the New York Times, Infowars.com. They took a bunch of classified stuff. That's illegal. Right. They also leaked a bunch of stuff. That's illegal. And Holder admits it to the New York Times. They commit all the crimes that Trump said they were. Again, indict that guy.
And that's something that the guys I talk to, the street level guys I talk to, are so frustrated because there have been no high level indictments coming from Sessions or from now that Sessions has been in place, and the response that they've been getting from their higher ups is just wait a minute. You know, it's only been
the street guys got it. They're moving against us right now. I'm not, you know, I'm not precipitous. I never call for major moves. This is the time to move. Everybody knows it's time to move.
Yeah. Because you've got groups like United to Protect Democracy, a group of five lawyers who are part of the Obama staff, who know where the bodies are buried, who are forming using.
And you've got Obama and Holder admitting they stole classified data, like Sandy Berger. He ain't the president no more. Obama can't give himself a pardon. In fact, that's the key. I read that this morning where they admit they stole all these secret files and gave it to the media. Yep. That's all the felonies right there. Indict him for that. They admit it.
Yeah, and again, my guys, my sources are saying, what the hell? Why aren't we moving faster? They have the files. They have the information. Why are we moving faster? And, of course, they're being tempered at the a couple levels down from Session in terms of.
Well, I'll say this. I don't normally defer, but I respect Trump so much. He's so real that maybe he knows what he's doing. Maybe he does this. He lets them attack him, and he stands up. I think he's just going to let them really hurt him bad. right to the moment where he gets them to actually launch a physical coup or something. I trust the president, but yeah, I...
Yeah, I feel your frustration.
We'll be right back, Doug. Stay there. We're going to break it all down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really worked. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've only seen President Trump in golfing outfits and the classic dark blue or black suit with a red or blue tie or rep tie. Well, he's on an aircraft carrier right now. Let's put him on screen for TV viewers. In the classic commander-in-chief outfit when they are out on the ship. Let's go to it. He's wearing that green jacket. He's got the navy blue hat there. You can put it full screen for TV viewers. It's fine. So there you go, a new look for Trump. He's very smart. He's showing he's the commander-in-chief. He's showing he's getting things done. He is certainly throwing it in their face, and they are panicking. The USS Gerald R. Ford is the most technologically advanced warship. It is scheduled to be commissioned later this summer. So he's on a new warship talking about how he's going to expand our military. And the truth is, they've been looting our military for a long time, the biggest in the world, but they've not been expanding its new capabilities. In fact, nuclear expert agrees with Trump that we're falling behind with China on our nuclear weapons. White House explores options, including use of military force to counter North Korea. anti-Islam activist warns Europe faces existential crisis. That's all up on Infowars.com right now. We're going back to Doug Hagman here in just a moment in the fourth hour. Anthony Cumia from New York is going to be hosting the show. Always doing a great job. Got a lot of other news I want to hit, but before I go any further, you will change the world. We already have. Look what we've done. Look what you've done. When you get a Trump-Pence 2020 shirt, Keeping America Great, on the back it says America First in 1776, the idea of nationalism that they're saying on CNN is evil and horrible, we have to magnify it, execute our free speech, carry it out, and let them know when the globalists are trying to fund all these groups to go out and bully people that we're there. Go to the town hall, support America, expose these people, speak out, get a Trump as my president shirt, Hillary for president shirt, but most importantly, the new shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, Trump Pence 2020, Keeping America Great. 90-something thousand of the last shirt getting sold, changed the world. We have millions of listeners a day and viewers. If you all just get one, we can fund our operation, but that's not even what excites me. Every order gets free bumper stickers thrown in it. That's having a huge effect. People see them all over the world. Talk to reporters from Germany, from New Zealand, from Canada, from Mexico. They say the stickers are everywhere. Great job. Homemade ones as well. It lets people know we're the majority. And when you wear the shirt, you meet like-minded people. So it's about community and about they don't want us to openly say what we believe in or what we stand for because we are the majority of every race, color, and creed. So get the shirt. It's $9.95. They're coming in. Already, some are actually, the 18-wheeler gets here tomorrow. The first order, but we're already sold out of those. They're being made right now, right here in the U.S., tens of thousands of them. I want to get these out to everybody. I want to absolutely change the world. So everyone, do not procrastinate. Everyone, InfoWarsStore.com, get a Trump Pence 2020 shirt, or go to some third-party site where you can order your own T-shirt and make one for yourself. I don't care. Just do it. And I want to thank you all that have taken action. You've seen what we've done. If more do it, we are unstoppable. And I'm going to extend it just to today, but it's over tomorrow. I do this because, you know, we're selling out of a bunch of stuff. They tell me I can't keep extending it. Survival Shield X2, the Great Halogen, it's 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. A bunch of the products. I've got to end the sale tonight at midnight because several of these are going to sell out by next week if I don't stop. And then some don't come in for a while. And they say, that's not good business, Alex. You got to keep some back. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. And you also get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank everybody, too, for coming through because they took our sponsors. They're doing it to everybody else. They wouldn't let us advertise our own products through AdRoll on Google, and that's who they make you go through. They said, you're right wing, you're patriot, you're hateful, you hurt people's feelings, you can't advertise. They want to shut us down. They admit that all over the news. Well, you came through and bought a bunch of products, so we haven't gained it back yet, but we're halfway there, so that just shows me you're coming through. We're expanding. I signed the lease for the new D.C. offices. We're hiring more people. We're just going to expend everything we got. In fact, I've said I'll sell my house down the road if I need to. I'm going to spend everything I've got to the wall in this fight. No matter what they do, I'm never giving up. I'm never giving in because my spirit won't let me. All right, Doug Hagman, I've been jumping in a lot, but talk about your state police, your FBI sources, where this is going, the frustration. I know Trump wants to stabilize the economy, expose globalism, kill TPP. He's done all that, but they're scared. They know Sessions is coming after him, so they're trying to destroy him with this made-up Russia crap. So what do you think we should do? What are your sources saying, and what else is on the radar, and then the latest on the name we will not speak, you know, that deals with the pedophile rings?
Right. Well, a couple of things that I've been told, and this is interesting as well, they recognize Donald Trump as being very good at the counterpunch, and of course the art of the deal. He's approaching this, I believe, and my sources believe, as more of a businessman.
Well, he knows metaphysically when you're attacked, you're actually stronger. A lot of folks say strike first, but if you can let them strike but let them miss or just cut you a little bit, then you get the almighty power of crushing.
Exactly. And again, this from my sources, they were a little bit surprised. I believe that was a reference to the Obama team was a little bit, or I'm sorry, the Trump team was a little bit surprised at the at how deeply ingrained these communist revolutionary Che Guevara types were ingrained within all departments of government. And so they're fighting these fascists, these Bill Ayers, these Carl Dix type people within the government. And you'll notice that many of the slots haven't been filled yet. That's intentional. They're going to leave some slots filled. But getting back to when you pull back a little bit and take a look at this from a larger scale, it's my belief based on my sources, my information, my analysis, my investigation, that what we're looking at here is, as I open with, is a multifaceted war. There's a huge war chest, a George Soros war chest of money, some Clinton Foundation money.
They doubled the funding when they lost November 8th.
Exactly. And of course,
which means we thought we had a war before. It's on.
Oh, it's hot. And you have been a victim of this, as we have and many others have, against this war against the so-called alt-right or the real media. And this is
the war against loyal patriots.
That's right. And perhaps this is the biggest threat to them right now. Although we have in the corner there looming large is the threat of prosecution, criminal prosecution. The exposure or the fear of exposure is much greater, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks with the social networking.
Sure. And I get it. I mean, I get that if Trump attacks him, it looks like he's a bully, but they're criminals and they're trying to overthrow. And like I said, Obama is organizing. What do you make of Holder saying he is coming? He's getting ready to roll. Trump will fall. I mean, you're the former attorney general saying Trump's going to fall when you've been involved in all this criminal crap. I mean, that's an arrogant person, man. I mean, I'm telling you, Trump's not somebody to mess with. Neither am I. And I'm not shooting my mouth off. I'm sick of this, man.
And as are we. And I'll tell you something. One thing that I want to caution people is do not underestimate these people. These people being Holder, Jared, Obama. They may be.
Why would he say in the New York Times, Obama is coming?
Yeah, because obviously he's got the money, he's got the assets that have been ingrained within the structure of the government. You have, in rapid fashion, the United to Protect Democracy Group, $1.5 million war chest, five staffers. It's just made within 30 days. You've got Brock, of course, with the American Bridge. You've got Indivisible, that's an offshoot of the Obama for Action. You know, Obama was planning this, and I think people need to know Obama was planning exactly this, maybe not with precision with Trump, but exactly this takeover or this continuous of power since 2004, his speech in the Audacity of Hope speech in the Democratic National Convention. It was then when he organized the community groups. It was then that he began organizing all of the Che Guevara types around him. Election in 08, he installed these people, had 8 years to perfect this community organizing on a federal level, and then, of course, people expect this to be untangled in 4 months. It's not, or 8 months or 8 days. It's not going to happen. But, and you're right, we're looking here. Everyone is looking, and the guys on the street are looking for some sort of sign of life from those people who have the goods, who have the emails, who have the equipment.
Exactly, because Trump's delivering on policies and doing a great job and taking all these attacks. And I get he wants to stabilize the ship, get prosperity going, to win hearts and minds. He doesn't have time. They get that. They want to stop it. Let me show people the headlines. Daily Caller, confirmed. Obama administration sabotaged Trump's transition to the White House. They admit it, the whole plan. And enter, they took secret documents and gave them out and took them out of the White House so Trump wouldn't get them, so he could actually say what was in them. That's a felony right there. Okay.
Here's another one.
Obama handler Valerie Jarrett moves in with him into his new D.C. bunker so he can have all these sycophants still run around and plan all this. I mean, you know, Obama's goal to oust Trump from his presidency via impeachment or resignation. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Here's another one, Zero Hedge. This is in the New York Times, Politico. Holder foretells the return of Obama. He's coming, and he's ready to roll. The rules don't apply. We're bringing down Trump. I mean, this is like, they're like declaring war on a giant nationalist juggernaut rising worldwide. They got an arrest warrant for Le Pen for criticizing Islam today. So she's in the lead. They just are going to arrest everybody. Even though they're not in power, they're going to try to arrest us. Don't they get at some point they take our kindness for weakness?
Well, and that's a great point. Yeah, don't mistake our silence for weakness. There's a strategy there. Now, that only lasts so long, admittedly. However, again, what I've been hearing is just hold on, because there are a few very important leaks and actions coming here in the next 14 days. And it's contingent, too, I believe, from what I've been hearing.
Oh, he kept looking at him in the speech saying, just let me turn America back on. Get off the people's back. Come on, I'm good. Yep. He almost feels sorry for him before he drops the hammer.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're seeing all of this, this Cloward, Piven, Alinsky, all of these
classic dirty communist tactics.
Everything, right? And they've got a 7-step process that they are engaged in. Heck, Indivisible has the I think it's a 26-page report. It's right here.
That's the Soros group. How to overthrow Trump.
Right, and so they're facing so much right now in terms of opposition. It's kind of like everyone's going to be putting these fires out. However, I do say that the Trump card, no pun intended here, the Trump card with respect to fighting the this juggernaut against Donald Trump and his presidency. Are the emails. There's a hearing next week by Judicial Watch about an additional release of state secret emails on the Wiener computers. So there are things happening in the background.
That was my next question. You and others said that it was child porn. Then it came out in mainstream news that the police have that. They want to bring it out. Will there be charges? So what's the battle going on behind the scenes there?
They're working from the bottom up, and they are turning some people. Apparently, there are some people that are turning or willing to turn at this point, some state's evidence or acting on behalf of the government.
So they've been rolling up the pedo tentacles everywhere to get people to blow the whistle on the higher-ups.
Yeah, probably 7 of the 8 will say headlines you saw or people have seen with respect to the child pornography arrest have some relation to the larger Pentagate scandal or the D.C.-centric Pizzagate scandal.
Sure, but notice there are huge articles of hundreds of arrests, dozens of stories, but it only comes out once and then no more. There's a right. Shutdown of this.
Yeah. Well, it's the old saying with the mainstream media is we deceive, you believe. And that's what's taking place right now. And given the fact that over 60% of American adults get their news from social networking, it's a little bit rough, especially when they control the narrative or attempt to control the narrative on the social networking. So I said all of that to say this. That's why it's so important for people to tune into you and us and all.
We always just kind of add this as a proviso. It's first and center. And I should do it every start of the show. Buy the product. Spread our link, support our sponsors. We're under total attack. We're not complaining. It's a war. You want people to fight. We're warriors of the info war. We're ready to take our licks, whatever they are. Just know, you're what powers us. So we have the force. Here's the analogy. We're 6 feet tall if you don't support us. We're 100 feet tall if you support us a little. We're 1,000 feet tall if you support us a lot. You commit, we're unlimited. It's all you. And when I say you're the info war, it's not so you have solidarity and I'm patting you on the head. You are the blood, the guts, the brains, the sinew, the fist. Got it? You're it. And I'm committed. I want to go in. I want to go in full throttle and defeat them. Okay? I'm totally committed. Okay? Call whatever you want. Kamikaze, suicide mission. I don't care. Because I know how bad they are and I care about innocence. It's just a male warrior thing and I'm ready to go all out against them. But I'm telling you, I need the energy, the prayers, the will, the financial support, all of it, and we will not let you down, as Trump says. We will deliver. Look how far we've come, Doug, with your show, 20 times bigger than it was 10 years ago. Mine, 20 times. I mean, it's exponential. That's why they're trying to have their big counteroffensive, like the Battle of the Bulge, because we are kicking their scumbag parasite butts up and down the block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And again, you've moved the ball down the field so far. And I think the level of fright, nervousness, and you can see it. You mentioned it earlier. These people, they're gutless cowards. They're spineless cowards. They're nervous. They believe that they can win on the numbers because they look at us, the conservatives, and especially
it's a dying minority.
Right. And especially the conservative Christians, they look at us and they say, you guys aren't going to even get off the couch. You might type an email or send a fax, but make a phone call at most. But you know what? We turn out in mass. We wear those funny pink hats. We dress up as, women's body parts. We carry the signs. We show up. You guys don't. And that's something I think we have.
Yeah, because we're too busy working.
There you go. However, at some point, We are going to have to answer those numbers with our numbers.
Exactly. We're telling Trump, take the gloves off. We got to take the gloves off. And I don't mean violently, but imagine what patriots of every race, color, and creed can do if you get aggressive in InfoWar. I was a 21-year-old guy 21 years ago, 22 years ago, that has done all this with your support. I'm nobody, man. There's people better than Doug and I and Trump waiting. You just haven't taken action. And yes, you're going to get attacked, but it's metaphysical. When you stand up for humanity from a pure heart, God opens doors. And I used to get upset when a door got closed and I got blocked. Then I realized I got mad last week and I realized as soon as that door slammed, all these new doors opened and it got even better. It's really metaphysical, Doug.
Yeah, and you've seen the evolution. It's a wonderful thing, too. And we have to, I think, you know, we take our marching orders from someone greater than any man.
The high command.
Exactly. So we have, I mean, we know how the story ends. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, we know how the story ends.
No, that's it. I mean, we're getting direct. I mean, it's the spirit, man. We're getting orders. People ask, is this some government thing? Or how do you know all this? Like, it's a high command. I know where we're going. I know we're going to win.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, occupy until he comes. It doesn't mean to sit around and you know, play chess or whatever. Or to play some board game. We have to put our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies into this, and we have to show up. We have to play our positions, and we have to become aggressive. Now, when I say that,
stay there. Let's talk about when we come back. Undoubtedly, an epic time to be alive. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Welcome to your life. There's no turn. back. InfoWars and what we've done with you, your prayers and support, is an example of how humans can build and create whatever they envision. Because we're made in the image of God. And now that we've built this technological system we have, if we are able to keep control of it and not give it to corrupt, psychopathic elites who believe we're obsolete now that we built this, what are you talking about? If we can realize that they have us in a trance watching football games and soap operas, and if we can dial out of that and see what Oprah Winfrey's really pushing and really talking about, world government, world extermination, then we'll beat them. But you just have to admit there's a real world and that you got sucked into a lie. I was the same way to a certain extent. I was kind of the opposite. I was just brought up around people that knew all of it, but I just thought everybody knew this stuff. And I just thought if we told people, people would do something about it. Well, that's kind of happened. Doug Hagman, we got this segment in 5 more minutes, and then I know you got to go. We got great hosts coming in here, Anthony Cumia. But we should just have this debate now. How much will Trump put up with? Because, you know, I get his strategies, but he has a responsibility. When they say they took illegal intelligence, illegally gathered, and then lied about it, and then leaked it, and they've committed crimes, and they're on the communist Chinese payroll and Russian payroll, and Trump isn't, and they're saying kill Trump, overthrow him, have Sessions resign, go after the patriots, beat up Trump supporters. At a certain point, I get the whole Gandhi thing, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here while I get punched in the nose. That doesn't mean I'm going to do something, because I'm here causing the debate. But I get what you're saying with your law enforcement associates. We're seeing some movement, and it's good.
Well, they have the files. Okay, and that's one thing that I'm not sure people are clear on. I do know that at a certain level within the task force, the files exist outside. It's my understanding now they exist outside of the evidence pool.
There was a belief in WikiLeaks. If they released thousands of emails saying we'll have the children for your pleasure delivered to the hot tub and sucking on hot dogs and, you know, all the rest of it, that something would be done. And there's even more worse stuff ready to come out if something isn't done.
Well, yes. And I think right. When you look at it the proper way, of course, the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine would prevent anything above board being done. But I do think, as I said earlier, that a lot of the smaller, lower level things that we've been seeing are a direct result, at least as periphery, from the intelligence gathered from the...
Sure. What happens if they try a hot coup or try to say they're going to indict Trump or impeach him? Does Trump just roll over to these criminals and let them accuse him and march in there and put up all their BS?
I don't think Trump is going to have to do that. I think there's enough people on his side that'll do that for him, in particular, very high-level law enforcement officers. At least that's my understanding.
Well, sure, he's our elected president. What's the former CIA director and the former president working against the country, running around announcing criminal sedition? I mean, how long is that allowed to go on?
Well, and you know what, Alex, that speaks to the lack of support, at least in my view and from what I've heard, by people closest to Trump, including Rince Priebus and Paul Ryan.
So is that a mistake that he surrounded himself with scumbags?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's delivering and doing great things, but then has Priebus hopping around. Now, right. I get keep your enemies closer, but I just don't get it.
I think that Priebus came on, but I think that there was a compromise. I think that that's probably at this point reached its logical end, and I think Priebus might be, I don't know, but I've been hearing some rumblings about Priebus's future there.
Sure, no, I know Trump's been chewing him out, but I don't know. Then he just says the media makes up all this stuff. They're not making it up. They're getting info and then twisting it. Back in 70 seconds, final comment from our guest, Doug Hagman, the Hagman & Hagman Report, and then we'll hand the baton to Anthony Cumia. Stay with us.